Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelly Gallagher, a local social worker and at-risk advocate at Mid Prairie Schools, about her work in observance of March being National Social Worker Appreciation Month. Your background kind of fits in social work in many different fields. Could you kind of describe what you do and how you got into it?
Sure. My master's degree is from the University of Iowa College of Education in Counseling and Human Development. From there, I started working with at-risk youth downtown in Iowa City and have worked on various federal grants and outreach programs. My career path kind of took me into working with school districts, and I have experience working with the Washington Community School District, and I presently work for the Mid Prairie Community School District.
And what do you do for the school district?
Well, I'm a student advocate, which means that I work in all of the buildings, and if there are students that have needs, social emotional needs particularly, that affect whether they're able to learn or not during the school day, then I assist them and their families in breaking down any barriers to service, taking care of, you know, any emergency situations. And then on the other side of my job, I try to build in, working with teams, of course, of my coworkers, build in prevention programming so that kids get their awareness raised about some of the pitfalls of adult life and some of the health risks that are, you know, everywhere in our culture for them.
Is the prevention programming on an individual basis, or do you do that with entire classrooms?
Well, actually both. I work in conjunction with our health education team, and so I actually implement a program that we call FLASH, which is Family, Living, and Sexual Health. So I work with 7th and 8th grade students in their health classes on sex ed, and we even do some minor programming for other grades, and then I support that kind of education in the classroom. And then on an individual basis, kids can request to see me for information. Let's say that they have been approached about using illegal substances or having, their peers might be engaging in behaviors that they're concerned about. So we might work on some skill building in those areas to kind of build resiliency in kids.
Earlier we had spoken about the mental health aspect of your position. Can you kind of describe that?
Yes, I would love to. I also, as a part of my job, work with the SAFE Coalition, and that's a countywide coalition of agency members, lay people, clergy, anybody who's interested really can become a part of the SAFE Coalition. And one of the gaps in services that we routinely see is mental health services for all ages. There's a lot of stigma involved in folks getting mental health services. They think they're, you know, only certain people go to mental health providers. There's some gaps in transportation and scheduling, and just lots of barriers to getting, you know, good quality mental health services. But they are out there, and we really need to beef up our efforts to make those referrals to mental health appointments stick. As you've noticed in the news lately, we've had very sensational cases of, you know, people with untreated mental illnesses, you know, doing really extreme things. Now, that's rare, but in less publicized instances, we just have people living, you know, sort of quiet lives of desperation. And that's just simply unacceptable to a community like ours that really, really does care about it, all of its citizens, no matter what age or socioeconomic group that they might be in.
And if somebody feels that they need help, or if they feel a family member or a friend needs help, how do they contact the SAFE Coalition?
They could contact the Foundation 2 24-hour hotline, and they could access that number by calling our Community Mental Health Center, which is 319-653-6161, and they have emergency appointments available. They can give you access to 24-hour support. They have a sliding fee scale. So it is a county subsidized mental health agency. And we just really want people to access that as a central hub of referral. They might refer to another psychiatrist, or they do have psychiatrists on staff as well as highly trained mental health professionals. So that's a great starting place. And anybody from the SAFE Coalition, we meet every second Tuesday of every month at the Hamakua place at 11:30. And it's not by invitation. Anybody can that's interested in helping youth and helping to raise awareness about some of the risky things that kids can get involved in are happy. We're happy to have them show up at the SAFE Coalition.
And it's not something that everybody's going to know about, correct? It's something that people can kind of keep to themselves if they want.
Sure. I mean, I think that's one of the stigmas about mental health services in general, that, you know, everybody's going to see you walking in that building, or everybody's going to know that you're there. I mean, we have a very strict code as mental health providers, ethically, you know, we're bound by confidentiality. Unless people are a danger to themselves or someone else, we have to keep every contact with clients, clients' families, confidential and top secret. And we get really practiced at doing that, even in a small town. And there's no need to suffer alone. Find your clergy person. There are lots of wonderful lay people in the community. Go get out of your house. Even just go to senior dining, or go out and about. Come to the SAFE Coalition meeting. Find a group of like-minded people, whether it's a coffee club or something informal or more formalized. And just if you're feeling kind of down or isolated, just try to reach out a little bit. And if you have somebody that you can talk to, it's wonderful to bounce some things off of them and just normalize getting some help, because life comes hard and fast sometimes, and we all need a little help.
And with your work at the school, do you work with foster children, or know how people can assist foster children in the area?
Definitely. If you are in, there is a real dire need for foster families in Iowa, especially for kids that are a little older, or kids that might have some disabilities and things. So if you are interested at all in becoming a foster parent, there's a training and of course background checks and home visits that need to be done. But you can call or Google KidsNet, and I think that's all, you know, one word, and you can start that process of the application process going, because we do have foster kids in every school that I know of. And we don't identify them, we don't single them out as such, but we do everything we can to try to support those foster parents and recruit more. There are lots of kids waiting for good homes.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about your work?
I would like to say that in the Mid Prairie District, one of the things we're working on that's upcoming is raising awareness about synthetic drug usage. So we will be coming and announcing some dates for community events to help raise awareness about drug usage and prevention in general. And I think we have a really neat idea that I will sort of throw out there that we will sort of feature before the end of the school year, that will help families to understand just how common and easy it is for kids to sort of fall into the trap of drug usage.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Kelly Gallagher, a local social worker and at-risk advocate at Mid Prairie Schools, talking about her work in observance of March being National Social Worker Appreciation Month. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.